This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers have a new record holder for the longest field goal in franchise history after Lucas Haversick booted a 61-yarder just before halftime. Haversick perfect through his first two games as a Packer, 4-for-4 on field goals, 6-for-6 on extra points. Question is this, with Brandon McManus eventually making his way back from a calf injury, can the Packers afford to simply make Haversick available to other teams?
That's a hell of a question. Yeah, he's answered every challenge that's been put in front of him. We don't win that game without his ability to go out there and make all his tries, his attempts. I mean, a 61-yarder, he's done a hell of a job.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Rashawn Gary sacked the quarterback and forced a fumble on the same play on Sunday with Evan Williams recovering. The Packers finally had their third takeaway of the season. Packers' Micah Parsons and Xavier McKinney.
Huge, huge. I'm just happy that we gained momentum and we finally got a turnover. And that turnover was crucial part of winning the game because we scored off it.
It was good to see that. I think it was good for us mentally to finally see one kind of pop out and, you know, for us to get a turnover. And we're going to build off of that momentum. So it'll be a good thing for us moving forward.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.